Sometimes a community will reach critical mass, and the best option will be to found a spin-off network. This may mean an entirely new network in its own right, or one that is still closely associated with its parent or umbrella network. The relationship may turn into more of a mentoring setup rather than a manager. Either way, they will have their own strategy and leadership team, much as the original network did when they first founded. In this example from a technology company, a disability network had originally represented physical disabilities, workplace adjustment issues, and neurodiversity. The intent was to focus on empowering employees to do their best work and remove obstacles. While the members shared the same values, they found that they had different challenges in communicating their needs and were at different stages regarding legislation and policy. In their organisation, they found that neurodiverse members who had not identified as disabled vastly outnumbered those members who did identify as disabled. They initially considered changing the branding of the network to reflect that, but finally decided to fully embrace a new network approach. The leaders of both networks reported that they had more time to focus on the conversations that were important to them and were achieving more as a result. Sometimes the case for a spin-off network is not so much about how closely you are identified or what values and visions you share, but how it affects the execution of your strategy. This is obviously not as simple as creating a spin-off community where you can just launch a new chat thread. It requires a proper restructuring of governance and resources, including leadership time, so it must be done with the buy-in of your D&I lead and sponsor. Remember that to be persuasive, you should devote time to explaining the why of your situation, not go straight to the what, otherwise it may be seen as an unnecessary increase in budget drain and bureaucracy.